Background music there of Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 545 in that continuing series. And our theme wrapping up right there, Musicians Come and Play, as you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 13 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. 30 degrees, still a few snowflakes in the air here in central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and bring him in. Say good morning to Mr. Nick Static. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. You bet. Talking to you at home down in New Ulm?
Yes, I am at home right now watching the rain come down.
So. Okay. It is raining there. No snow, huh?
No snow yet.
Okay, we've got that here. Probably got a half inch here, but my neighbor called, one of my neighbors, and said they got about 2 inches over in St. Joe this morning. And I talked to my son, and he said they had at least 2 inches overnight, and it was still snowing. So, yeah, the further north you go, the more snow it seems that you get, so... Yeah. Well, at any rate, Nick, young concertina player, the grandson of Johnny Helget. Where were you born and raised, and who was mom and dad?
I was born and raised here in New Ulm, Minnesota, on our dairy farm just south of New Ulm. My parents' names are Mike and Tammy Static.
Okay.
And many of you may know my grandpa Johnny and my grandma LaVon Helget.
Okay. And that was your mom's parents?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So, grew up in New Ulm, in the area there, dairy farming, and went to school there. Graduate from high school there?
Yep, I graduated from New Ulm Cathedral.
New Ulm Cathedral. And did you go on to any college or move right back to the farm working?
I did 2 years at South Central College in Mankato. I got a degree in... agricultural mechanics, and then I worked for 5 years off the farm at Miller Selmer Case IH Implement in Sleepy Eye.
Oh, good for you. And still just living at home, or did you take over the farm, buy your own farm? What's the situation there?
Oh, right now, me and my brother farming with our parents.
Okay.
On the farm where I grew up, and then I live on the farm place. It's only about a half mile away from where I grew up.
Oh, okay.
So we're pretty fortunate to all live close by. So.
Well, good for you. And tough days in agriculture, but still making it work, still getting the bills paid, huh?
Right, yep. Nope, we have been fortunate there. Can't complain.
Okay. And you said dairy operation yet? You're milking cows?
Yep, we milk about 160 or 70 cows.
Okay. Okay. And you and your brother and your dad in partnership then?
Yeah, and my mom too.
And okay.
We got a couple of part-time neighbor kids through that help, and That's the majority of our labor force. So.
You bet. You put in some acreage then, too, as far as crops?
All of our crops get harvested as silage for the cows.
So, okay.
That's no cash crops.
Okay. How many acres are you on?
About 275 or so.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Well, so along the way, you picked up some musical habits there, and it was in the family there. Did you take music in school, or
I actually played trumpet in middle school, which I don't even know if I could anymore. That's been a long time.
Yep.
But the majority of my music talent comes from my grandpa.
Uh-huh.
He taught me a lot about playing concertina. I picked that up just from him, and also my dad played too.
So oh, he did.
Gave me some pointers along the way. He never played to the extent that my grandpa did.
Okay.
He wasn't in a band or anything, but he taught me some basics.
Okay.
And it just snowballed from there. So it's been about, I was started playing when I was 8, I think, and I'll be 28 in December. So.
Oh, so you got 20 years in.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like that, but I guess.
Well, and that's true. It doesn't seem like a lot, especially when you're looking at guys like Leon and Larry Olson and talking about Elmer Scheid and Donnie Klausner and guys like that. But still,
yeah.
20 years, that's a good time. I mean, you've learned a few songs over that time, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I mean, as I probably should learn a few more. I get a lot of requests that I'm not able to answer, but yeah, maybe only 35 or so different tunes that I can play.
Sure, sure. What concertina are you playing? What do you have for a concertina?
I have a Pearl Queen that it's my own,
uh-huh.
But a lot of times if I have a playing job, I will play my grandpa's concertina.
Uh-huh.
And he had a Hangel. It was actually the third Hangel concertina that Christie ever made.
Oh, really? So, it's number 3.
Yep. Yep.
Oh.
It was 1961. My grandpa knew Christie pretty well.
Yep, he did.
And so he must have dropped it off one night, and grandpa took it to a couple playing jobs, and, you know, the rest is history.
History. There you go. You bet. And, Johnny, your grandpa, he passed away when? That was fairly recent, wasn't it?
It was May of 2021.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was just a couple of years back,
yep.
And time goes by so quickly. But,
yep.
Boy, you know, thinking about Johnny Helgut, that's one of the names. When you mention New Ulm music and New Ulm, the Helguts come to mind right away. His cousin Leon was a great concertina player. And, of course, Johnny, and, boy, he just, I mean, he was such a great entertainer, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he, that was part of his music was the show and the entertainment,
yeah.
And obviously the way he got along with the people listening was, I mean, he just loved to have fun. So.
Absolutely, you bet. And he goes back to the days of New Ulm when they had the original Polka Days celebration in July all the time. I know you're not old enough to remember that. I'm twice.
No, not even close.
Yeah, I'm even almost 3 times your age. And so back in the 70s and 60s, they used to have that big parade that went down New Ulm, the main street there. And then after the parade was over, all the bands would park on various blocks on the corner. And you walk down the street, you could hear Elmer Scheid on one corner and probably 6 Fat Dutchmen on another corner, and Don Morris and the Jolly Germans on another corner, Babe Wagner. Then if you got over to the ballroom, the Jolly Lumberjacks were there. So those were, I mean, I got in on the tail end of it, but and I got a good taste of it, but I would sure like to have been a little bit older and seen the few years before that, because those were their heydays. And you, I can only imagine, you're just hungry for any knowledge or any information about all of that era, because that's when polka music was really going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was, Grandpa told me stories a lot of times of, you know, playing jobs three, four nights a week, you know, for every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and weeknights too. So, I mean, that was just a different time.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so with your grandpa only passing away just like 4 years ago, so you really got to know him well over the years, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He had a kind of, I would say, I don't know, semi-retired by the time I started playing.
Sure.
I mean, he was over with most of his bigger band jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of, as he got older, it was a way for him to stay involved, I thought. You know, he came along with every playing job I did.
Mm-hmm.
And played with, and even towards the end, he couldn't play a lot of tunes, just with his strength and stuff. He couldn't play for very long, but he still liked to come along and mingle with the crowd and play as much as he could. And, of course, we loved to have him along, too. So,
can you remember how old he was when he passed away?
I think it was 82 or 83.
Oh, okay.
But, I'm sure my mom is listening right now, and
she'll be correcting you soon. I hear you. You bet. Well, neat stuff. Well, you guys, in the process there of playing, put out a CD, and it's called Hellbent for Helget One More Time. And on that CD, of course, Johnny does some numbers, you do some numbers, and some other folks from the area do numbers. Are you all related, first of all?
No.
No?
Not,
okay.
So on that, it was me, Grandpa, Adam Munsterman, Nate Fredrickson, Dave Cranbear, and Dane Molden were the concertina players. And then, of course, we got help from Lisa Molden on piano.
Uh-huh.
My uncle, Rich Griebel, did drumming, and Frank Selmer on tuba. Many names I'm sure I'm forgetting. There was probably 15 different people involved.
Helping out, yeah.
Yeah, but as far as concertina players go, we'd be related to Dane and Lisa.
Okay.
Their mom was a first cousin to my grandpa.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So.
Yeah, and neat stuff there. And that's how I got lined up with you, was through Lisa. And she's got to be a fun cousin. I mean, she is so full of life, married to Nate Fredrickson. And I mean, when we've interviewed her on the radio, oh, she is so lively and full of information. Just fun to visit with her.
Never a dull moment when that crowd gets together.
Oh, so. I can believe that. And really interesting and fun. You guys from the same area down there, it's polka country. If there's such a thing in the state of Minnesota, New Ulm would be the capital of polka music, I would say.
Yeah. Well, I haven't ventured to many other polka areas, so I guess I'm biased. I would say we are.
Yes, you are. Yeah. And, of course, so many other names that you're not related to, but I'm sure good friends with the Wendingers.
Oh, yeah, we know them.
Okay. And lots more. The Olsons, Leon and Larry. Well, Leon is from New Ulm, Larry from over there at Lake Benton. But in the polka world, it seems like we're all family. You get to the polka fests or any of that, we all know one another. So it's a really neat thing.
Yeah.
You bet. Well, what does it look like these days, Nick? Have you been playing a lot the past year, or got any jobs lined up for this year? What does it look like?
I haven't been playing a whole lot over the last couple months here. Usually summertime is a little busier for me
because mm-hmm.
there's more events and stuff going on. Right now, I think pretty much what I have lined up would be the Sanborn Watermelon Days Parade.
Okay.
That's the last Tuesday in July.
Okay.
And then the other one I play is at the Brown County Free Fair I have lined up, and that'd be a Friday. I think it's August 8th.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right.
Those are kind of the two big ones.
You bet. Well, when you were playing, obviously learning from Grandpa, but who else did you really look up to, or whose music did you listen to as a concertina player? Who inspired you?
Yeah, obviously my grandpa.
Okay.
Loved all of his music. And then I mostly just kind of grew up playing with you know, like Dane Mullen and Nate Fredrickson, Adam Munsterman, those guys. I spent a lot of time with them.
Okay.
And they taught me a lot along the way. They were kind of the guys that if I had a question about stuff, they could teach me a thing or two and little pointers here and there.
You bet. Unfortunately,
a lot of the classic New Ulm concertina players had already, you know, some of the names you've mentioned just now were gone before my time.
Before your time.
But those guys were kind of the guys that played with my grandpa and, you know, learned from them and played with them a lot and had a lot of fun too, so.
You bet. Well, very good. Well, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment there, Nick. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you, if that's all right.
Sounds good.
All righty. So greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market as we're now moving into April. The calendar says it is spring, and Mother Nature will likely send us some nice weather soon. Nice weather makes me think of digging out the grill and cooking and eating outside. The thought of a juicy ribeye sizzling on the grill with that great charcoal flavor. Yum! How about some hot dogs, hamburgers, or brats? Oh, so juicy and flavorful on the grill. It makes me hungry just talking about all of these great entrees on the grill. Come into the St. Joe Meat Market for the greatest selection around of brats, hot dogs, burgers, and steaks. Yes, it certainly feels good to get outdoors after such a long and persistent winter. More great news. The first of our outdoor cookouts out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market just a couple weeks away. Our charitable organizations like the Lions, Lioness, Knights of Columbus, just to mention a few, do such a wonderful job of cooking and serving those delicious brats and burgers out front of the meat market. Be sure to stop by whenever you can and thank them for the great job that they do. They are all donating their time and talent for some very worthwhile causes. As always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Or you can always call 320-363-4913. And that's the St. Joe Meat Market. And Nick, for being our guest on the program, and this is how it works. We put up a nice package at the meat market. And along with KASM, we send that out to you priority mail. You get it in a day or so. And hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How does that sound to you?
That sounds great.
Great. You bet. So we'll be getting that off to you this week. And yeah, hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
You bet. Well, as looking at the CD here, I see you've got some selections here. The Jolly Lumberjack Polka, Waltz Time Waltz, Warren's Waltz, New California Polka. What's your favorite songs to play? If you pick up the concertina, what comes out first?
Oh, one of my favorites is probably just the one you listed there, the Jolly Lumberjack Polka.
Yeah.
I just think it's fun to play, and obviously we always try to play the New California Polka too. That's one of my grandpa's. Any of those. You also mentioned the Waltz Time Waltz.
Yeah,
that's a nice smooth tune and fun to play.
You bet. So when you started learning, did you learn by music or did you learn by ear from grandpa?
I use kind of a combination of sheet music and playing by ear. I can't learn a tune just by sheet music alone. I have to hear it.
Oh, okay.
I have to hear it. I've learned some tunes just by ear, but just kind of a combination of those two things.
Neat. You bet. And like to play standing, or do you like to sit down and play? How does it work easier for you?
Usually sitting, but I will get up and move around a little bit, especially if it's a good tune.
Okay. Oh, that's great. I think if I remember your grandpa, Johnny, he was a mover. He could, in fact, I think he even did somersaults while he was playing the concertina, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. I've tried, but I haven't been able to complete one, so I guess I'm not up to his status just yet.
No, I'd be afraid if I tried something like that, I'd break the concertina. I'd fall on top of it or something. That wouldn't work so good. I'm content with just sitting down and trying to get most of the notes if I can.
Yeah, right.
You bet. Well, great. As you were going out, growing up in your high school years and stuff, were there many dances that you could get out and go listen to any of the bands at all? Did you do any of that?
Yeah, we, around here, I guess, there's always a lot of polka events and different, just different venues throughout town. So with my grandpa being so involved, I did attend a lot of stuff like that and grew up around a lot of music.
That's awesome. That's great. And, if you're at all like me, I sure enjoy playing when I've got a good drummer playing for me and a bass horn player. How does it work for you?
Oh, yeah. When I was first started playing, though, I would say that was tough because I learned to play by myself.
Yeah.
And I've always been fortunate to have a good drummer and tuba player, whether it be my Uncle Rich Griebel playing drums or Mike Molden has done some playing with him, too. And then tuba players, I've had Fred Molden and Frank Selner, Gary Schrader.
Yeah.
Those guys, I mean, they're some of the best. So
they are.
That helps.
You bet.
But it's obviously tough to, when you learn playing by yourself, to play with someone else. It's another element to it. So.
Yeah, you have to play at the right tempo that everybody, blends along. That's for sure.
Right. So.
Have you ever got to see the great Carl Hartwig play?
I have not.
You have not. Oh, you're missing one there. That guy, I don't know about you, but I have to focus on the music when I'm playing. But you watch Carl. He can carry on a conversation with somebody, and his fingers are going on both sides. And when I've interviewed him, I've asked him how many concertinas he's got, and he tells me just one. I can get enough trouble with one. So, yeah. Carl, he's quite the guy.
Yeah.
And then the Brigands are fun to watch, too. Gary and Brian, they're great players as well.
Yeah, I've met them and seen them play before, too. So.
Oh, you have. Another good one that's doing really well these days is John Dietz and the Twin Lakes Trio over in Wisconsin there.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know him.
You don't? But... Okay. Yeah, we've seen him. Have you heard of the Concertina Bowl?
I have, but yeah. I have never been there.
Yeah, that's a fun event. We were there this year, last Saturday in January. John and his son were there, and trying to think of his son's name. It's escaping me at the moment, but his son is a very good tuba player, and they put on quite a show over there. It's a fun event if you ever get the chance to go. Last Saturday in January, and it's over in Blaine, Minnesota at the Blaine Brook Hall. And Art Ojado and the gang over there, they put on a really, really good festivity, I guess you'd call it. So, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun.
You bet. Well, very good, Nick. It's been fun visiting with you. Keep on playing, and one of these days we'll maybe get together on a stage someplace, or at least get to where you're playing sometime down in New Ulm. We usually come down for the Oktoberfest in October in New Ulm, and I know we've seen Dane, and we've seen Leon Olson, we've seen Larry Olson last year. It's been a lot of good entertainment down there, Wendinger's, so maybe we'll get to see you one day down there.
Yeah, maybe. Always a lot going on with Oktoberfest, whether it be out at a Green Mill or downtown, or even at some of the local bars. So
you bet. You've
good music.
You've participated or played in those in the past couple of years at all?
We have. We used to play at, my grandpa would always play at the B&L Bar in downtown
for
Oktoberfest.
Yep.
So that was kind of one of our gigs, and Nate and Lisa play that spot now, and they always invite me to come play with, and usually I do. So, that's a lot of fun.
That's great. Well, Nick, when we get to this portion of the show, I usually ask everybody if they have a memory that they'd care to share with the listeners, whether it be good, bad, or otherwise. You've got a young career. A lot of the old timers, they've got stories where they were stuck in a snowstorm or they played for some big event out in New York or President's Inauguration or something. But what have you got for us? What comes to mind for you?
Nothing real fancy. I do remember playing when my grandpa got inducted into the Concertina Hall of Fame and the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame. Those were special times.
Oh, I guess.
And really, any time that playing with him downtown, that was always a lot of fun. Let me think. Well, one story I'm thinking of, I had a good friend of mine that had a bachelor party, and we went around on a bus from town to town. Anyways, long story short is everyone wanted to sing along, so I think we played the In Heaven There Is No Beer 5 or 6 times that night.
Okay.
Every other song, somebody was yelling for that.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Oh, we had a good time.
Yeah, you mix a little alcohol with some good music and stir a little bit, and it's a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Well, very good, Nick. With that, we're going to let you run. Thank you so much on behalf of KESM and all the listeners. We really thank you for joining us. And I tell every person that I interview that if the good Lord is willing that you and I are still here down the road, we'll do it again sometime. How's that for you?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. This has been fun.
All right. And I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment. You have a great day. All right, there he goes, Mr. Nick Stodick, our 545th guest here on A Musician's Come and Play. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Nick in just moments. Larry Razavian is out of town checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 545th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. 14 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 31, our current temperature here in Albany. And we're going to start out with music by Mr. Nick Stodick, and this one's one called the New California Polka. Thank you. Nick Static there on the concertina. One called the New California Polka. 17 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and we are at 31 degrees now here in central Minnesota. Music continues with Nick Static on the concertina. Here's one called the Waltz Time Waltz. Oh, I guess my CD player doesn't like that one. So let's go back to Patty's Waltz. Patty's Waltz with Nick Static. Nick Static on the concertina, a nice one there, one called Patty's Waltz. Here's a great polka tune, one called a Golden Slippers Polka. And we'll get to that one in just a moment. That's Aber Dick, but right now it's the Golden Slippers Polka. Nick Static there with the Golden Slippers Polka. And now we've got that Waltz Time Waltz queued up. We'll see if we can get that through. Nick Static on the concertina, the Waltz Time Waltz. Thank you. Nick Static there with the Waltz Time Waltz here on KASM. Coming up on 24 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And Jeannie B, well, she texted me information, says, good morning, think springtime. Fun adventures, Jeannie B's Tours, and come alive in 2025. Choose daycations, that's 1 to 3 night minications, or extended motor coach and extended flyout tours to many interesting destinations. Now, this Tuesday, April 1st, at the St. Martin Bar and Grill, from 3 to 5 p.m., you can see the tour itinerary presentations for the remaining 2025 and 2026 flyout extended tours that include Alaska, Ireland, Panama, Canal Cruise, Fall, New England, Canadian Rockies, Germany, Austria, Hawaii, England, Wales, Scotland, Switzerland, and Washington, D.C. A pizza supper is included. All you need to do is call 320-345-1581 to RSVP for the meal. This is the final call for Branson Spring Music Fest, which departs on April 23rd. Call Jeannie B's today to join the group for 6 days of nonstop fun. That tour includes 6 shows, including 2 Branson Music Fest shows and the Haygoods, Presley's, Clay Cooper Country Express, and Hits of the 60s. Also included are 10 meals, sightseeing of the hidden gems of the Branson area, an optional riverboat casino evening night, one in Kansas City, and lots of treats and prizes on the coach. Just call 320-345-1581, and Jeannie B will save seats for you. Grab your calendars and make plans to make 2025 a memorable one for you. As Jeannie likes to say, remember, seeing is believing. You bet. That is all for you from Jeannie B's Tours. And again, if you missed any of this, it didn't come out clear for you, don't be hesitant to give Jeannie a call. She'd love to visit with you, explain just whatever you need to hear about, all of the trips that she's got planned. And again, so Jeannie has been around the world so many times, all of these places, she just knows where to take you. Again, 320-345-1581. That's Jeannie B's Tours, and she proudly brings us Musical Treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. As we come up on 27 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading of 31 degrees here in central Minnesota, music continues with Nick Static, and here he is with what he called one of his favorite polka tunes. It's the Jolly Lumberjack Polka. Thank you. Nick Static there with his rendition of the Jolly Lumberjack Polka. As we come up on 12:30, 31, our temperature getting lighter outside. Looks like the snow has stopped and the sun is trying to make its way out. We continue with music with Nick Static. Right now, he teams up with his grandpa, Johnny Helgut. They do a duet, and it's one called Me and Bobby McGee. Country tune, Johnny Helgut, Nick Static. Johnny Helgut and Nick Static there, a duo concertina duet, one called Me and Bobby McGee. Coming up on 27 minutes before they are 1 o'clock, 31 degrees here in central Minnesota. Here's Nick again, Nick Static, with one called The Warren's Waltz. Nick Static there with the Warren's Waltz. 25 minutes now before the hour of 25 before 1, and our temperature reading at 31 degrees here in central Minnesota. And we're going to try our disc once again and see if it'll play. Well, give Johnny Helgut one here. Johnny does one called the Schnapps Polka, And we'll see if the CD player will play it. Minutes before 1, 31 degrees now our temperature here in Albany. Well, maybe it won't. We're waiting on it to read. Doesn't look like it's going to work. Okay, well, that CD player sometimes just gets tired before it even plays the song. My goodness. All right, we're going to move to this one. Johnny Helgett and Nick Static, they team up to do a duet, one called Aberdeen. Johnny Helgett, along with Nick Static, doing the duet there, the Aberdeen Waltz. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and we're going to do that with one by Johnny Helgett, this one called Helgett's Waltz, coming off of their Hellbent for Helgett CD, one more time. And there you have it. Johnny Helgett there. Helgett's Waltz. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. We're coming up on 20 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and our temperature reading at 31 degrees here in central Minnesota.